بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال إن كانت الأمة من إماء المدينة لتأخذ بيد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتنطلق به حيث شاءت أو كما قال رضي الله عنه رواه البخاري. حضرت أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, that great personality who had the honor of being for 10 years in the khidma service in the attendance of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, and therefore from very close proximity noticed and conveyed to the ummah the lofty akhlaq and character of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he describes it so beautifully and says that such was the humility of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, notwithstanding the fact that he is the most beloved, the most superior, the loftiest in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala. Such was the humility of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a small little child in Madina Munawwara would be able to, if held the hand of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pulled Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam along, then he says that wherever the child wished to take Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to any of the gullies of Madina Munawwara, then such was the humility that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would happily accede to the request, would happily keep the happiness of heart of that little child in mind and go wherever the child would take Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, this is really lofty character and akhlaq that we try and bring about in ourselves, especially this quality of humility. The promise of Allah Ta'ala, that the one who humbles themselves for the pleasure of Allah, apparently it seems that we are lowering ourselves, but Allah takes it upon Himself to elevate the status of that person who is humble for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.